And it's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a tour special on Federico Chiesa, who apparently has just landed at Liverpool John Lennon Airport. There was people tracking planes for Lively and for me, then he's landed. We saw him leave and he looked dead happy to be so, but should Liverpool be delighted to get there, man, to help us with that, Javier, you and Ben, who is, well, old friend of the show now, is from Serie A Total. Ewan, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
Cheers, thank you for having me.
So, in a funny way, it feels a little bit too good to be true. This, you're getting an international footballer that a lot of us know and have seen, and have seen play to a very high standard for, I guess, what's a bit of a song at the moment in terms of the prices. So, what is the catch? I guess I'll start with you. What is the catch here?
This is a move. When I first saw it pop up, I thought, that sort of stinks a bit of like a United sort of move, a late window Man United move. Because to me, Chiesa's value has very much declined in recent seasons. I can see this move going either way. It could genuinely be positive because it is a really low fee. And I think in this sort of market, when you've been struggling to make deals, I think it is worth a punt. The catch is, I would say, he is injury prone. Obviously, he had that ACL injury, and then we've seen it a million times in football. That breeds other injuries. It's not his fault. It's the way it is. And then there is the fact that he is an inconsistent footballer, not just through injuries. He's never got, I think he's got double figures of goals in Serie A once, potentially only got close to it once. It could be very good. When he's on song, he's fantastic. And I can imagine a world where, Liverpool have done deals like this before where, rival fans might look at it and go, not particularly arsed by that. And then they end up bedding in really well. Obviously, that has happened under Klopp and there's a new manager in place. But the season has started well for Liverpool. They look to be playing a pretty similar way that they were under Klopp. And I think that will suit Chiesa a lot better than what was happening last season under Allegri. He was misused last season. He popped up at right back at one point, which everything about Juve last season was so functional to the point where a player like Chiesa just couldn't do what they meant to do. So I can see the school of thought in it. I can also picture a world where it maybe ends in tears if he does get a long-term injury again, or just repeated injuries, or maybe doesn't sell.